Now for a Namdeb Diamond story.
My name's Angie Scholes, and in our Namdeb Diamond story, we are joined by Neil Andrews. He's the long-term mine planner for Namdeb. Neil, welcome.
Oh, thanks for having me, Angie, and privileged to be joining you today.
So, Neil, our focus this week is removing massive amounts of earth and overburden to reach ore. What does stripping mean in the context of diamond mining?
Thanks for the question, Angie. So stripping means, stripping relates to the removal of overburdened sand, which covers a diamondiferous material with mining equipment such as excavators and ADTs. This overburden has an average thickness of about 33 meters, with our deepest mining area being 37 meters below sea level. And our shallowest mining areas is about 20 meters below sea level. On an average basis, we strip about 100 million tons of overburden per year. And this is also our most costly mining process at Namdeb.
How do you decide how and where to strip the overburden?
Okay, so in mining, everything starts and ends with the geological model, because the geological model contains information such as how many tons is available and in which areas it is available to mine. We then use our mine planning software that incorporates all our mine planning factors such as cost and revenue to determine which area is profitable to mine. Once these areas have been identified, we call that our economic shell, and then we take these areas that are economical or profitable for us to mine, we then pull them into our mine planning software scheduler that runs optimized mine plans that tell us which areas to mine and which sequence to mine them based on our business financial targets. The software that we use is called MinePlan 3D from Hexagon.
Neil, how do operators and technology work together to maintain safety and precision?
Yeah, I used to be an operator myself, so I've got a bit of experience in that. So currently, from a safety perspective, we use a software equipment called ADAS, which stands for Advanced Driver Assisted System. This system can detect fatigue and also record unsafe driving behavior. The system is mounted in the cabs of our trucks, and this is some of the technology that really came up in the last 2 years that we've incorporated into our fleet of trucks as well as all our vehicles, basically. That just from a safety perspective, you know, assist the operators with that. Then from a precision perspective, our survey team uses laser scanners to assist with monthly reconciliation of our production performance. And then this data is also used to determine if we mine in the right areas and whether we've mined the right amount of material that was planned for. Then also from the service perspective, those laser scanners will also tell us whether we have adhered to our geotechnical requirements in terms of where our mining benches needs to be incorporated and whether they are according to the right design.
Neil, then just a last question. I don't want to keep you. What's the biggest operational challenge in managing mining at scale?
You know, there's a couple of them, but the biggest one is everything starts with the mine plan. So the mine plan informs us what do we need to mine and where we need to mine it, how much equipment we need. So this will actually tell us in how many equipment we can fit into, you know, we can put into our mining areas. And then from the mine plan, one of the challenges is to make sure that your mine site layout is safe and efficient, because you have to understand we have about 70 mining trucks running through this operation of stripping. And there can be anything between 10 and 15 per area. And just your road network layout, ensuring that it's safe and there's enough space for the equipment to move, because these machines in total, within a day, we tip about 5,000 truckloads. So that is a big challenge to keep the guys safe and efficient and making sure that they adhere to the mine plan requirements from a geotechnical perspective, a safety perspective, and an output perspective.
Neil, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us.
It's a pleasure, Angie.
That was your weekly Namdeb Diamond Story.